Question for whoever wants to take it. I'd love to hear from both of you if we could. Just what did you know about Covington's knee, the reports that you got there, and what did you like about him to pull the trigger on him out of Rice?
Well, we are very comfortable from a medical perspective with the knee. Obviously, we're versed on the procedure that he went through and feel good about where his rehab is. And, had an opportunity to go over and work him out. And so we felt comfortable with him. He's a young man, very intelligent young man, very intense young man, comes from, good pedigree, of course. And, being here locally, we were able to watch him, and we think we know what he can, add to our football team. So good pick for us, I think.
Yeah, I agree. We our scouts worked him out. Paul Pasqualoni worked him out. We felt good about what we saw a few weeks ago, and we think that we have a really good vision for what he could possibly do for us. So we're glad to have him on board.
Rick, can you just summarize the whole draft for us and let us know, do you feel like you addressed all the needs you had and kind of your feeling of the whole group?
Well, yeah, first of all, just at first blush, I think it was a very productive weekend. I think our guys, did a great job, and I've talked before about the preparation and the importance of execution, and I think we did that. Today wasn't as exciting and intense as, say, yesterday or last night was, because there wasn't a whole lot of movement like it was on Friday night. But I think we picked good, solid football players that we have clear visions on what they can do when they walk in the door and in the building and how they are going to compete to make our football team. And so from that perspective, I think it's due in large part to the fact that we were able to really have some real good discussions and evaluations. And I think we had a good idea what the board looked like. And so from that perspective, I'm pleased.
Bill, from your perspective, just the check marks that you guys got, your players, how do you feel overall?
We feel good. I think that this year we really did a good job of communicating with the scouts and vice versa, as far as what the vision was for each one of these players that we drafted. And we feel really good about each guy coming in here and having an opportunity to really, help our team in some way, shape, or form.
Bill, could you talk about how you plan to use Covington? And also, Clyde said he weighed 222, and he's listed outside linebacker. He plans to move him to strong safety.
Start with Covington. Covington, I think, can fill some different roles for us. He can one of the roles that I believe will give him an opportunity to fill for us would be as a sub rusher on third down. So we know that for sure. We're going to give him an opportunity to come in here and try to help us rush the passer, in OTAs and then obviously in training camp and see what he can do there. As far as Rashard's concerned, we really like the fact that he ran well. He's a smart guy. When he came here to meet with our scouting staff and our coaching staff, we were very impressed with his football knowledge, his recollection of his own defensive scheme from college, and then his recollection of some of the things we taught him. So we saw a very athletic guy that could be used as a potential sub linebacker, and was a smart guy.
How much better do you think this team might be on special teams coverage based on what you guys have done the last 3 days?
Well, it needs to be better. We have to be better on special teams. That's one of the things as a coaching staff we've really looked at. And I think Rick put it well, when he answered that previous question about some of these guys, all of these guys we had clear visions for, and some of the visions were involving special teams. So we certainly think that these guys can help us. Some of these guys can help us on special teams.
Hilliard had at least 6 touchdowns all 4 years, most of them in the red zone, close down. Why do you like him, and what do you envision for him?
He's a big back. He's a first and second down back. He's a tough running back. He's a good teammate. I think the history of success of running backs from LSU is something that's good. I believe that he's a guy that, as most LSU backs, they rotate when they're there because they all come in as high school All-Americans, and so they have to learn how to share the load, and he's willing to do that. And so I think he can come in here and help us as a first and second down back.
Rick, your process of getting the undrafted free agency, the importance of it, and how that all goes.
Well, it is, Mark. It's very important. Obviously, it's the way that you round out the balance of your roster, and so that process is going to start here pretty quickly as soon as the draft is over. You know, Bill talked about the communication between the scouts and the coaches, and one thing I will say is I do think it's important. One of the things that, you know, we're always looking at our process. We're always trying to figure out, and, you know, we have these debriefing meetings right after the draft, and how can we improve? And Bill and I did that last year. And one of the things that we decided to do this year was to further involve the coaches on the road in evaluations. And so, you know, these young men that we drafted, there are other young men that we're talking about as free agents. The coaches have been out, and they have established relationships with some of these players. They were able to come back and really tell us what they thought about these players. And so that part of the process really augmented the entire thing, and specifically, you know, this free agent process that we're about to start now. So it's important. You know, we found some players that have contributed to our team, and we're certainly hopeful to do that again, and we're going to do that as soon as we walk off this table.
Everybody's been asked about Lael Collins. What did you think about the situation? You didn't have a lot of extra picks after your trade. Did you ever consider using an extra pick?
Yeah, just an unfortunate set of circumstances for the young man, a tragic circumstance for the family of the victims, and certainly that's the first thing that we think about, and our prayers certainly go out to them. But with the uncertainty surrounding the entire situation, it was just something that just we didn't feel comfortable with, John.
Bill, I'm wondering, after you've kind of filled out your receiver position, what do you like about this group, and is there anything that you still are unsure about and need to resolve maybe after you see them on the field?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to put it, is now we get to go out on the field, especially with the two rookies this weekend and any college free agent that we add, and go out there and see how they run around on the grass. Now, we anticipate after our studies that we're going to obviously see a lot of good things in different ways from Strong and Mumphrey, and we're excited about it. We really feel good about the guys that are here right now. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins we think is one of the best in the league. I've said that time and time again. And then with the addition of Cecil Shorts and Nate Washington, we really think we've solidified that position. And we're looking forward to working with those guys, this week, starting this week on Monday. So, you know, it's still a work in progress, Tanya, but we feel good at this stage about where that position's at.
Bill, Rashard Clyde, he ran well. And, you know, you talked about improving special teams.
Right.
Was he good? He made a lot of tackles. Should he be a good special teams player?
He should be. You know, he should be a good space tackler, which you have to be on special teams. He should be a guy that can be a core special teams player. Again, he's got to go out there and do it, just like every rookie. But we believe, that's why we drafted him, that he can come in here and help us on special teams.
One more thing. Polk was great at returning kickoffs last year. You talked about improving the return game. Is that something you're going to try to do in undrafted guys?
Yeah, I think anybody who has that ability will come in and have a chance to compete to do that.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.